and trying to enjoy myself, really. Yes.
It seems, Bernard, that in a way the name Bernard Cribbins keeps cropping up generationally. You have the wonderful songs, Right Said Fred.
Yep.
Then it's the Wombles, Jack and Ori. Then suddenly again we get Doctor Who.
Oh, yes.
One of the great iconic television programmes.
Oh, yes.
And you're the only person to have actually faced the legendary Daleks on both film and television.
That's right, yes. I did Daleks Invade Earth 2015 with Peter Cushing again. And then, of course, I was in recently with David Tennant, yeah, as Doctor.
The writer and producer for Doctor Who was Russell T. Davies.
He was indeed, yes.
And he created this wonderful, memorable character called
Wilfred Mott, yes, who was the grandfather of Catherine Tate, who became the companion for the Doctor.
There's something of an ideal grandfather about Wilfred, except Bernard's too good an actor to run away with a bland description like that. It's what he brings to it is detail and precision and warmth and depth. And the brilliant thing for me was, and this happens a few times in your career, is you come across actors who you suddenly realise are limitless. And to see Bernard and to realise that he could go anywhere, until eventually we were pushing these scripts into areas where lovable, friendly old Wilfred Mott was watching concentration camps being set up in Great Britain. There were some very, very dark stories. And to give Bernard that, to see him doing the whole range of tragedy and darkness on top of the funny stuff that you knew he could do, was such an eye-opener. It was such an education for me. And he can break your heart with a single line. He's absolutely astonishing actor.
Oh, 1948. I was over there. End of the mandate in Palestine. Private Mott. Skinny little idiot I was. Stood on this rooftop in the middle of a skirmish. Like a blizzard, all them bullets in the air. Yeah, you don't want to listen to an old man's tales, do you?
I'm older than you.
Get away.
I'm 906.
In the scene, there's a lot of Bernard's own war experiences written into the script. So when you hear Wilf talking about that, it's also Bernard talking about standing on a roof and the shrapnel and the war raging around him. And of course that just adds an extra piquancy to playing those scenes. You just sort of swim in his eyes. There's something heart-stopping about Bernard.
You take this, that's an order, Doctor. Take the gun.
Russell T. Davies saw all the warmth and all the twinkle that Bernard has, and I think he also saw a very wonderful, rather serious, very moving actor in there too. And I think we were hugely fortunate on Doctor Who that we got to exploit that, and I think perhaps surprise some people with just how good Bernard is.
Get started.